You're listening to Women at Work Radio. I'm your host, Aliza Sherman, and I speak with entrepreneurs, experts, and authors about the issues business women face every day. This is show number 6, where I interview Lisa Druxman of Stroller Strides. We talk about being a mompreneur and starting a franchise.
How would you define a mompreneur versus a woman who is an entrepreneur? Is it purely and simply the children that make you a mompreneur? What's the difference?
You know, I find that usually mompreneurs are inspired by motherhood and they start their business because of motherhood. That's not always the case, but that's usually the case. So either the type of business that they create is something that has to do with kids, or the way they run their business is done in a way that's supportive of family. So mompreneurs very rarely work traditional hours, and that doesn't mean they don't work every bit as hard, if not harder. But everything, their family's first, and so they figure out a way to create a business opportunity that also works with their family.
So what inspired you to start your company? And why don't we actually define your company first? What was the vision for your company, and what inspired it?
Well, I had been working in the fitness industry for probably a decade at that time. It's been almost 10 years for us now. And I loved working. I loved working in the fitness industry. I find it very rewarding. But when I became a mom, I wanted to be a mom first and foremost. I didn't want to go back to my 10-hour working days. So I didn't want to drop my little boy off into the gym daycare, and so I created a workout that I could do with him. And it was our best hour of the day. I was finally getting exercise, and he was happy and thought I was hysterical as he watched me do exercise as an infant and getting that fresh air. But what was really missing for me was that I knew nothing about motherhood, which is so funny because now I live and breathe it in business and in life. I was having everything from sleep issues to nursing issues to identity crisis issues of leaving my career. And so I realized I really needed to connect with other new moms. So I decided to start a class. I realized that I could help them get their bodies back, and they could help me with everything I needed as far as motherhood. So I started a class locally in my neighborhood in San Diego and had a handful of moms, and that was really all I expected it to be. But I guess I wasn't the only one who was looking for a connection and something that felt good for them and that was great to do with their baby, because we had a lot of interest. And so it took off here in San Diego, and I realized I didn't need to go back to work. And I turned it into a business first locally for the first year. And it was such a feel-good business. It still continues to be such a feel-good business on so many different levels. And for me, it satisfied the need that I had, where I was able to work from home, to bring my baby to work with me, because everything that was my business was him. And so it was just, it was a great, great experience. The amazing thing when you do business with moms is how powerful word of mouth is, because within literally maybe a couple of months of starting classes in San Diego, I started getting requests for classes all over the country. And I had no intention or, I mean, nothing. I had no knowledge of how I was going to do that. But I realized that I was so blessed to be able to have this career opportunity that was supportive of motherhood, and it was such a feel-good career that I could pass that on to other moms. And so that was why we decided to franchise the business. And we started slowly, and it's been taking off ever since.
How did the word get out nationally?
Girlfriends talk, moms talk, and so they might tell their sister or their friend in another state, and word crossed, and so people would be like, oh, my cousin's taking your class in San Diego, or my friend's friend is taking it, and it was just very viral. A lot of buzz went around about it, especially because it was so unique. There was nothing like it at the time.
You did turn this into a franchise, and I'm very curious about that process. What were the steps, and especially because you said you didn't have a vision to go national, how did you go from I'm in San Diego with a great local business to I'm now rolling this out nationally? Like, what technically did you have to figure out?
It was one step at a time. I mean, we knew we had the interest for nationally, but I really wasn't sure how I would do it. And one of my instructors who was in San Diego said, Lisa, I'm moving to Monterey. You need to let me take the program with me. And I realized, no, this is a good opportunity. Let's see if it works in another city, you know, and if it's not me, that was, you know, the one that was teaching it. And so I said, all right, you have to run it exactly as I run it. And here's your manuals and all that kind of stuff. And she was very successful. And then we said, all right, so now we know that was also in California. Now we know it works in pretty places like California, but does it work in cold places like New Jersey and hot places like Arizona and Texas? So what we did is we spoke to an attorney and we created kind of a beta license. We created a limited business opportunity where we said, no, this is a test. We're not sure how it's going to work. And we created 10 beta licenses that we offered for a year, and we sold them. We limited it to 10. There was actually interest in more. And, you know, it's so funny looking back. We didn't have half the systems that we do now where everything is so web-based and automated and trainings and support, but it worked. And we learned a lot and we refined it more, but all of them were very successful. And so working with consultants and working with various franchise attorneys, long story short, we ended up turning it into a franchise and have been franchising ever since. It's amazing. I mean, Entrepreneur, since this is for Entrepreneur, has ranked us one of the fastest growing franchises, I think, for the last 4 years in a row, one of the top new rankings from Entrepreneur. I mean, the growth has been incredible and so fast. And I think there's a lesson to be learned from that for a lot of entrepreneurs is if you create careers that are supportive of motherhood or businesses that are supportive of motherhood, I think you will grow fast as well. I think women are looking for the opportunity to be their own boss and work for themselves, but not by themselves, but at the same time to have something that fits with their family. And because on top of that, it's such a feel-good business and you feel like you're connecting with the community and doing something good, I think more and more people are looking for that kind of a business.
So I'm interested in the timeline just to sort of get a sense of how long something like this takes, although clearly you're sort of on this very fast track. When did you start the business in San Diego? And then a year later or so, you did the test, the beta of the franchising, the licensing. And then about a year later, you started franchising. So what years were those?
So looking at the timeline of our business, and it's gone by in the blink of an eye. In 2001, August 2001 was when I started Stroller Strides. I believe we started franchising in 2003, again, for that first year just for those 10 locations. And then in 2004, we started franchising nationwide.
That's fast.
And it's been very fast. And along the way, those weren't the only things that we've done. We released our own stroller, released a book, released fitness DVDs. So we managed to keep ourselves very busy.
2004, you began franchising. And now at 2010, where are you at in terms of number of franchisees?
We have over 300 franchisees. We are in 45 states. We have over 1,200 locations nationwide because many franchisees are entrepreneurial, and so they offer many more than one location.
Now, you just mentioned ancillary products. You diversified. You didn't just stick with, I have a franchise, it's this class, it's this fitness program, but you began to develop products. How did that come about?
Well, you know, when I first got into fitness management, my original boss said, you don't put all of your eggs in one basket. You have your main revenue from maybe memberships in a health club, but then you also have to have ancillary revenue. And so that was how I built this business is we make our money off our franchise, but we also make our money off of advertising and sponsorships. We make our money off of retail gear, some of our licensing relationships. So we look for different ways to complement it, especially because our franchise is very low cost. You think high prices when you think of a franchise. Our franchises are under $5,000 depending on which territory you're looking at. So it's pretty hard to buy a business that low cost. So being that we are trying to create careers that are supportive of motherhood and trying to keep it a low-cost business for moms, we really need to make sure that we have other ways to, you know, bring in revenue for the company. We don't want it to be just based on the franchise.
So under $5,000, so what are the different ways that women actually have locations, if you will?
So our franchisees are incredibly creative. They have been so creative, and we certainly help them and give them tons of ideas based on that. But you'll see our stroller sheds locations anywhere from parks and bays and in different neighborhoods. But then certainly a lot of them do need indoor venues. So we contract a lot with malls. We've even seen franchisees contract with anything from indoor soccer arenas to children's museums. We have three different territory sizes. So if a franchisee knows that they're just going to offer a couple of locations and they're going to be in a smaller location, then they're going to look at a Plan A, and that one starts at about $3,700, and then it goes all the way up to a Plan C for someone who's really going at this, you know, again, more with an entrepreneurial spirit for growth.
How has your role in your company changed over time?
Well, I think someone once told me the difference between a small business and a middle-sized or large business is when you're a small business, you're the person doing everything. So when we were a small business, if you want to consider it that, when I first started, I not only taught the classes, but I did all the marketing, PR. I even sold the franchises at the beginning. And then certainly, I think as a business grows, you'll pass on the things that you think are not necessarily your best expertise and things that would be better done by someone else. I think the reason why Stroller Strides has grown as fast as it has and as well as it has is I surround myself by people who are far more talented than I am. I think that people should not be intimidated by that. Surround yourself by creative people who know their business and can move it forward. So for me, the first person to hire was a bookkeeper and an accountant, because that part of it was definitely not my, you know, my favorite. So it just started slowly, where you add one small position at a time, where first you add, you know, that, and then maybe a sales position and maybe an administrator. And before you know it, you have people who are really running the day-to-day operations of the business. And every founder or owner will see themselves maybe with different skill sets or talents. For me, I'm the vision mission person. I'm the big idea person. And I love PR and I love writing and speaking. But then I certainly have this amazing team who helps take those ideas and figures out a way to make them happen.
I truly believe there are no secrets to success and there is no formula to success, but there are things that we've done along the way or choices we've made that help us reach that success. So what do you think you've done other than coming up with an idea that resonated with women and with moms in such a way that they could become passionate and help this thing grow? So other than that, what do you think you bring to the table that has led to this great success?
Well, I mean, I think that you're right, that the idea is first and foremost. This couldn't have happened without this. It was just the right timing and the right idea. Besides that, I mean, my advice for other entrepreneurs is, one, you have to believe in yourself and believe that it's possible and be willing to take risk. If you are not willing to take risk, it will never, ever happen. You can't have thin skin in business. You need to really, really make sure that it's just idea, but it makes good business sense. And to actually create budgets and set goals. And someone once gave me the business advice, and I 100% agree with it, is that when you're creating a budget, you should half the amount of revenue and double the expenses. And if you can still stay afloat, then it might make sense, because everything always costs more than you expect it to, and you always make less than you expect it to, at least in the beginning. You really need to be in it for the long term. And then the other thing is, and to me this is parenting advice and business advice, start as you intend to finish. So many people start their little mom entrepreneur business thinking it's just going to be a little mom and pop business. Start as if it could be big. So whatever you do, do it so you're proud of it. So get professionally designed flyers and business cards. Don't make them on your home computer. Like, create the image right from the start and work with professionals who really, really know what they're doing. Don't play it cheap when it comes to accountants, when it comes to attorneys. You might think you can't afford it, but it can cost you 10 times more if you don't do it right in the beginning.
What else do you see on the horizon for not just your business, but for you?
I want not only myself, but the company to be just truly synonymous with all things health and wellness that have to do with moms. And to me, you're not just a mom in that pre-postnatal period. You are a mom forever, even when you're a grandma. And I truly believe that moms are the best role models for their family. And so we'll do whatever we have to at any stage to help raise healthy moms in a healthy world and help them take care of themselves. So I think you will continue to see new classes like this. Right now we're releasing a whole new program called Body Back, which are fitness classes that are just for moms. They are results-based only. And when I say just for moms, I mean their kids aren't there. They are to help moms get their body back, but truly to help them realize the endless possibilities for them personally. And so we're real excited to be releasing that, and I expect that to be as big, if not bigger, than Stroller Strides.
You've been listening to Woman at Work Radio, hosting by Posterous.com, music by RoyaltyFreeMusic.com. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email MediaEgg@gmail.com. And you can like our Facebook page at Facebook.com/Women at Work Radio. Until next time, keep up the good work.